Hi, and welcome back to the Chord Podcast. Today I'm chatting with Snay, who is our new contributor in our Arts and Life section, who wrote a review of The Rings of Power Season 2. You can read this article on our website or in our November print issue under the headline Rings of Power, a Treat for Fans of Tolkien's Universe. So my first question is, how did you find out about the Chord?
So I found out about the Chord when I was doing my open house tour here. Right before coming to Laurier, and I was super excited to learn that the school had a newspaper. My high school didn't have a newspaper, so I was very excited about that.
Awesome. And was there anything like specific that made you want to volunteer when you were like flipping through the paper?
I think that, you know, being a consistent reader of the paper made me more just feeling more open to writing and volunteering in the Laurier community, because when you get to read about other people's opinions and, you know, the news through the eyes of your peers, it's a little bit different, and it makes you feel a little bit more connected to your Laurier community. So yeah.
Absolutely. And now that you've had the chance to volunteer for a little bit, why do you think that like new students should volunteer with the Chord?
I think that volunteering with the Chord is a wonderful opportunity to join the greater Laurier community. You get to read so many different works from so many different people across campus, and they get to read yours. So it's kind of this feeling of interconnectedness, and I really, really do recommend volunteering for the Chord.
Awesome. And now just kind of moving in to chatting about the first article that you've written for us about the Rings of Power. I know that I and many other people are fans of Tolkien's work and may have felt a little bit hesitant to watch a new show that isn't like strictly based off of the books that have come out. So what made you want to review this TV show?
Well, this was my first time volunteering at the Chord, so I really wanted to cover something that we can all kind of relate to, and I think there's like a very large Tolkien fandom here at Laurier, as I've seen, and I think that, you know, reviewing something that is so new, it really, you know, encourages other people to either join the fandom or get back into it like me. And I was very excited to cover something that I think a lot of people would like to hear about.
Awesome. And kind of delving more into that, since you've seen both seasons now of the show, what was your favorite and least favorite part of this particular season that you reviewed?
I think, well, a favorite for me is always the acting. They have so many talented actors that just really make the show. So the acting for me is always just such a pleasure to watch. Least favorite. I don't know if I can say that I have a least favorite, but I think that an improvement can be made to the costumes from season two. Season one to season two was a big improvement. But I definitely think there's room to grow. I love looking at costumes, and I'm looking forward to analyzing costumes from different shows and different movies throughout my volunteering with the Chord. But costumes is a big thing that I pay attention to, and I think other people will say that the costumes, we're looking forward to them getting better with each season.
Awesome. And do you have a favorite character on the show who you were rooting for?
As someone who's read the books, I kind of have a love for all of the characters on the show. But I really, really do love Elrond in this. I think the actor does such an amazing job. I think Elrond is one to watch out for sure, for me.
Awesome. And was season two better than season one, in your opinion?
season two is so much better than season one, and I really liked season one. So definitely an improvement on all aspects. Really, really love season two.
Was this down to, do you feel like the acting was better in season two? I know some people had some complaints about like the use of CGI. Do you feel like that was better?
So the CGI has gotten better. I mean, all aspects have gotten better. Like I was saying about the costumes, that's been an improvement as well. But for me, really watching these actors grow and kind of develop their characters and grow into these roles has been the best part about it for me and the best thing that's improved. So I would say definitely the actors and their work.
Awesome. And do you have any predictions for season three? What you think might happen?
I think that because of the books, we know how things will end up eventually, but it's really just a lot of free space to, you know, write these characters, their own arcs and their own journeys on the way to getting where we know they will be. As far as predictions go, I think that we're going to see a lot more of the dwarves and their impact on the makings of the rings. In the Lord of the Rings movies, and even in the Hobbit movies, as we've seen on screen, the dwarves kind of take a back seat. But I'm really interested, and I'm really pleased the way that they've kind of written the dwarves to have a larger part in the makings of the rings. I think the dwarven culture is so cool and so interesting to see adapted on the screen. So I definitely think that the dwarves are going to be playing a big part in season three.
Awesome. So I'd like to know just a little bit about like your writing process. When you were writing this article, did you have to like review certain episodes and take notes to kind of like help inform your writing process, or do you have like a different method?
I think that I definitely go back and watch scenes and take notes. I like to draft an outline and then go back and rewatch the scenes, kind of narrow it down so that I've got a clear understanding of what I like, what I don't like, and then it's just easier to get a little bit more niche, looking at costumes and different settings and things like that. So I think it's all about kind of just starting a little bit more general and then going back in, rewatching some scenes, and analyzing it from there.
Awesome. And do you want to chat just a little bit about what you're working on next for our December edition, our December issue that will be coming out?
Yeah, so for December, I have a history of Christmas pop that I'm going to be writing about, and I'm going to be interviewing some Laurier students, getting some feedback on really what we like to see in Christmas pop, who our favorite artists are, what it is that we love about Christmas pop so much, and kind of just the origins of how Christmas pop kind of became this hit genre throughout the years.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me today. I really appreciate the work you did for our November issue, and I think we're all excited to see what you come up with for December. Thank you to everybody for listening, and stay tuned to read our December issue coming out on December 5th, both in print and online.